Hello, this is Joshua Mack. Hope you're having a good week. It's July 4th today, so maybe you got some time off and are enjoying this opportunity to be with your family a little. I got to go on a hike this morning with my wife, which is definitely one of my favorite things to do. And this afternoon, I played a little basketball with my son, so wow, what a day. But now I thought we could spend some time looking together at Jeremiah Burroughs' book, Earthly Mindedness. He is helping us think about the way we think. And what he wants us to understand at this point is that earthly mindedness is dangerous. So loving the world in the wrong way, having your thoughts dominated by the things of this earth, making prosperity or safety or security your primary drive in life. He's given us a number of characteristics of what it means to be earthly minded. And he says, this is something that is very dangerous. And he's given us some illustrations to help us take this seriously. He says it's idolatry. He says it's adultery, spiritual adultery. He says earthly mindedness can make you an enemy of God. Now he's going to give us another reason why it is so dangerous and a sin that we need to take seriously. And he is going to do that by talking about the way earthly mindedness impacts our reception of the Word of God. So the Word of God is powerful. Imagine, God speaks. We have what God has said in the Bible. And when God speaks, what God says is obviously powerful. It can create worlds. It did create worlds. It can transform lives. There's nothing as powerful as the Word of God. And yet, earthly mindedness can keep us from benefiting from the Word of God. Burroughs says, the sixth thing wherein the danger of earthly mindedness consists is this, that 'tis one of the greatest hindrances in the world to profiting from the ministry of the Word. And I think that some of us know that. We come to hear the Word of God. We maybe know that we should be profiting from the Word of God, but we look at our lives and we're like, you know what? I'm just not enjoying it. I'm not being changed by it. It's not doing its thing in me. And yet sometimes we don't always ask, well, is there a reason why? We might blame it on the preacher. That's an easy person to blame. He doesn't make sense or whatever because he's a human and maybe he doesn't. It's not as exciting as he should be. Or we might blame it on our kids. We might blame it on our circumstances. There's a lot of things outside of ourselves that we can blame our failure to benefit from the Word of God on. But he says, oh, that you had hearts to look into the cause of it, as to why it is that you profit so little, it will appear that it comes from your earthly mindedness. You bring a heart full of the world, full of dross with you. It's no wonder that you do not see those spiritual, heavenly things that are in the Word when there is so much dross in your eyes. I guess you could say dirt in your eyes. Imagine trying to see the moon, a full moon, in the middle of a sandstorm. Or anything really. When you are in the middle of a sandstorm, you've got sand up in your eyes. It's just swirling all around you. Of course, you don't have the ability to see things the way you might at another time. Like, you have the ability to see, but in the middle of a sandstorm, all you can see is the sand that's all around you. And that's the way it is with earthly mindedness and the Word of God. Oh, many men come to the Word with their thick clay and sand in their eyes and a great deal of filth, dirt that clams up their very eyes and deadens their hearts in the hearing of the Word. You know what Christ said to Martha when Mary was sitting at Christ's feet and hearing his Word. Martha was encumbered with many things. So it is many times with those that come to hear the Word. Though they are in the presence of Christ and have the sound of the Word in their ears, yet their hearts are encumbered about many things. There's a great noise in their hearts. They are busied in the world even while they're hearing the Word. So you ever been in a gym that is so loud and you're trying to yell across to someone it doesn't really matter how much you loud yell you're and how loud you are. When the gym's noise is so loud, it's difficult for them to hear you. And that's the way many people come to hear the word of God. They're busied in the world even while they're hearing the word. They're there, but they're not there, if you know what I'm saying. He writes, as you find in Ezekiel 33:3, as you find in Ezekiel 33:3, there's a notable description, which I fear, there we go, may be true of many of you. And they come unto thee, said the Lord to the prophet, as the people come, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goes after their covetousness. This is one of the tricky things about this. We look nice, you know, we're pleasant. We might even sit there in church and be like, oh yeah, this is great. I love hearing God's word. Oh, even sometimes we'll say, oh, it's a really good sermon. That guy is really a good preacher. But inside, we're going after covetousness. He says, they heard a man speak fine things and bring excellent expressions to set forth the matter at hand. But their hearts are after the things of the earth and after their covetousness. They had carnal, earthly hearts, and hence it was that no good came to them by the ministry of the word. And that's so scary, because this is where we find good, hearing God's word, studying God's word. If we can't find good there, we're not going to find good anywhere else. So if we can't be fed there, we're not going to be fed. You know what I'm saying? There's a passage in the Bible that illustrates this in a really powerful way. It's when Jesus tells the story about the seeds and the soils and the man going around sowing the seed. And there was only one heart there, or one soil that was good and faithful, that represented a heart. The other was thorny ground. He that receives seed among the thorns is he that hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of the riches of this world choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And Burrow says, I beseech you to observe it. These that our Savior speaks of here in this parable, who get no benefit from the word, are not men that live lewdly. They're not drunkards, they're not swearers, they're not whore masters, but those who have earthly hearts. So that's a little scary. That's a warning. It says the deceitfulness of riches. The things of the earth do not hinder in an open way, for thousands of men who have earthly hearts do not know that they have earthly hearts. No, it's the deceitfulness of riches, and it chokes the word. It may be just when they're hearing the word, it affects them. Oh, they think it is sweet and that they'll remember it. But the deceitfulness of riches and the cares of the world choke the word. When these things come, they have business to do, their houses to take care of, gardens even to tend. They have people over, they have pleasure, things to do. All these things come and possess the heart so that the word is choked. It cannot get down into the soul to sink in there, and so to prevail in the soul, to bring forth fruit, the word is choked. I think it's Jonathan Edwards that talks about the heart like a cup, and you can only fill up a cup so high, and if it's already filled with other things, it doesn't matter how good the thing is that you want to put in it, your cup is full. And so this is the way many people come to God's word. And what's scary about it is they don't always know how earthly minded they are. I think that's really scary nowadays. I think we're much more earthly minded than we realize. And it impacts us. It makes it very difficult to hear the word of God. Listen to what he says here. He says, many of you come here three times on the Lord's Day. So he's preaching. He's like, I see some of you. You're here three times on the Lord's Day. So these are the people he's talking to about earthly mindedness. I mean, they're guys that go to church three times on Sunday. And they have precious seed sown all those times. And yet how it's choked by the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of the things of this world. You bring with you and keep with you and carry along with you earthly minds. And hence it is that the word prevails not with your hearts. Oh, what do you lose through this earthliness? You lose the fruit of the word that should save your souls. A spiritual heart, having received one truth into it, later blesses God for it, and would not for 10,000 worlds have it otherwise than that he should have had that truth preached unto his heart at such a time. Oh, he has cause to bless God for such a morning, for such a day, that he has such a godly pearl of great price presented to him. taking root, it's more than if God had given him thousands of worlds to possess. Yeah, imagine that you could come somewhere and God would give you thousands of worlds to possess. That would be, you know, pretty valuable. And he's saying, actually, the spiritual-minded man, he treasures the word of God like that. If he gets one truth from a message, he treasures that truth more than he would if he were given thousands of worlds. But if we're earthly-minded, we're going to miss out on that treasure that God wants to give us. He says, but now many of you, having your thoughts and hearts about some petty thing of this world, all those blessed truths that you hear from time to time, things that the very angels desire to pry into, are all choked and come to be unfruitful. So you see these angels, they're glorious beings, perfect. And they are interested in something. And yet so often we're bored by what causes the angels to be curious, what they want to know, what they want to understand. Why did the young man who came to Christ to know what he should do to inherit eternal life receive no good? What was the problem? The text says he had great possessions. Now, is having possessions a problem in and of itself? No. A man may, no doubt, be a rich man and yet a godly man, a holy man. But it was the heart, that's the problem, mixed with the earth, which hindered the young man from embracing Jesus Christ. Scary. The Savior of the world standing in front of you. And earthly-mindedness keeps you from following him. He says, young men, for the most part, are guilty of fleshliness rather than seeking after the riches of the world. I'm not sure if that's true anymore. Young men are kind of guilty of both. But he says, sometimes it's been the bane of some young men. There are young men who are especially ambitious for worldly things. They were very forward when they were servants. Oh, how precious was the word to them. So he's going to describe a problem. And he says, here are some young men. When they're poor, when they don't have much, the word of God is everything. But when they got into the world and found the sweetness of it coming in, then the word was choked in them and they have lost the savor they had in the word. Now, how many times have you seen that, honestly? So I don't think that's uncommon at all. When somebody's young, they are all excited about the word. They're about going to Bible studies is something that thrills them. I like talking these things. Then they have a family. They start working, and they lose the relish of the word. That's the way he describes it. It's not as sweet now to them as it formerly had been. That's the great evil of earthly-mindedness. That's why we should be scared of this. It hinders the great benefit of the word, and there's much evil in this. If you had hearts to receive what's delivered, your hearts would tremble at the thought of this. Like, we would actually be scared, especially in this world now where we have so many temptations to be earthly minded. If we knew what earthly mindedness could do to us, that it could keep us from really being transformed by the word of God, it would scare us. He says we would pray, "Oh Lord, what shall I do so as not to be hindered in profiting from this word? 'Tis the great blessing of God to the world. It's that which must save my soul. There's more worth in it than 10,000 worlds. Whatsoever might hinder my profiting from thy word, I must take heed of it." Take heed of earthly-mindedness. You know, I think one of the dangers of earthly-mindedness is that, again, it doesn't always look that bad. If you're struggling with, you know, getting drunk or committing adultery, you're going to know, oh yeah, of course, that's why I'm not profiting from the word. But earthly-mindedness, it's just filling your mind so often and prioritizing things that aren't always in and of themselves wrong. Like nobody can look at that and say, oh, it's wrong for you to enjoy basketball, or it's wrong for you to be busy and work at your work and want to do a good job. No, it's not wrong for you to want to go, you know, out every night and do some of these things that you do. But what's wrong is, what's dangerous is how much that can fill our cup and make it very difficult for us to benefit from the word of God and have our minds and hearts filled with what is so precious, what is so valuable. many of your consciences cannot but tell you this. You know what Burroughs is talking about, in other words. You know this danger. Sometimes any business will keep an earthly-minded man from coming to the Word. You know, it doesn't take much to stop an earthly-minded man from an opportunity to hear God's Word. It's a little bit scary, you know? What is it that keeps us from hearing God's Word? Like, you know, as we even think about church life, we obviously have to make enough money to feed our families. There's responsibilities that we have, but I just wonder sometimes if we don't fill our lives up so much that we don't have many opportunities or any idea of doing more when it comes to studying God's Word. It just seems like, no, that's impossible. That's impossible. We can't do more to hear God's Word. This is all the time I can give it. And yeah, life is busy, we understand, but man, what he says here is really challenging. Sometimes any business will keep an earthly-minded man from coming to the Word. And when he does come, there's earth in his heart and ears that keep him from attending upon the Word. Imagine coming to God's Word with like headphones on and music playing the whole time while the preacher's preaching, and then going away and be like, well, he was boring, or I didn't get what he was saying. It didn't make sense. It's like, wait a second. Sure, he's just a guy, but you have headphones on with all this noise. And you know how hard it is to get that noise out. And if you're not working at getting that noise out, then it's not surprising that you're not benefiting from the Word of God. When your thoughts are about earthly things in the hearing of a sermon, it may be that some truth passes by your soul that might have saved you eternally or transformed you or given you a truth that you could share with others, and yet you've lost that opportunity through earthly-mindedness, which perhaps you shall never have again. Oh, Lord, please, please help us war against earthly-mindedness. Help us to know how to enjoy this life you've given us without becoming drunk by the pleasures around us and being choked by the cares of this life. We don't want that. We were made for something much, much more.